How would you say it? The lilies is or the lilies are red?
Well, I asked you which one did you prefer to, lilies or the rose?
If I said, I like the lilies, you'd say, well, those lilies is or are red?
I say, are red. And it's a white lily, too. White lily.
What kind of lily is that?
I don't know the name of it.
Beautiful.
I don't know the name of it, nothing but me. I don't have no white one. So. Yes, it is.
It's kind of late for the white one, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. They have been and gone, but they're kind of streaked. My white one is kind of got a little red streak in it, but the white other part, but got a little red streak in it. But they all gone, I think.
If I ask you if you had done something already, you might say, no, I
haven't got a tree.
And if I ask, was it a nice day, you might say, no, it was
cloudy, rainy, cold.
You say, no, it
it's cold. All cloudy.
And yesterday, no, it
it's still worse yesterday.
Well,
yesterday might have been a rainy day or it might have been a fair day.
If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say
he will or he won't.
He should. Did you ever say that?
He shouldn't do something.
Or oughtn't.
Yes, that's what you can do. Well, that's something if a person, just like I would do something, you would say, well, she shouldn't have done that. Or he shouldn't have done that.
And that's what I wanted to know, whether you said should. And if I ask you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well,
I will if I can.
Or that means, you ever say, yes, I might could.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means, the way I see now, I might could. The way I see, I might could, providing if I could suit you in doing these things. Sometimes you can suit a person and sometimes you can't.
And if you get on a slippery rock and you almost fall off, you say, oops, I
like to go.
Okay, now more interesting questions.
Oh my goodness, how many more?
Are you getting tired? Let's see now. Now we're going to. There's still some tape here. These are the names of things. What do you call the time of day around 3 or 4 o'clock?
Afternoon.
And when the sun first appears?
In the morning. It's early in the morning.
Did you ever say sun up?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And how about when the sun disappears?
Going down.
Sundown. And if there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing, the sun's coming out, you say, well, the weather is
clearing up.
And if there's been a very hard rain, it doesn't last long. It just really comes down, but mm-hmm. then stops. What do you call that?
Well, you would kind of call that a storm. So we have kind of a light storm.
You ever call it a cloud burst?
Yes, that's a cloud burst.
And how about these other terms? When you were younger, did you ever call them gully washers?
Well, that washes just like it come a hard rain and it wash a gully out there. Where it's never been.